On today's episode, we're tackling paralysis analysis, how we get to overthinking and how do we get out of it. This is how legends are made. So, overthinking or paralysis analysis. Now, this is something that we can probably have all experienced at some point when we've actually taken an idea or a concern and it's become something we've thought about and churned over so many times that actually stops us from taking any action and we're left just with the thoughts. And that can be a very challenging place to be because then we want to be moving forward. You know, we don't get anything achieved by just sitting. We actually have to take some sort of action. So this process of overthinking, overanalyzing, which leads to inaction, it needs to change. And the best way to do this is to challenge some of our thinking. And one of those is to realize that we are assuming a number of things as we amplify this story we're creating. And the assumptions are the ones which can really stop us from taking any action. We assume certain things are going to go a certain way, which then halts us from taking any action that we need to. So it's about challenging those assumptions, kind of breaking it down to actually a reality of what realistically could happen. So this kind of overthinking is about going, now, well, what if this, what if that, and you're challenging, going back and forth, and you'll keep on questioning. Now, something my mum once said to me many years ago is that once you explain yourself, then you take action. Don't keep on re-justifying it or re-qualifying why you're doing it. And I think this is something in that which I think applies to overthinking. You can go over an idea and churn it over and think it over, but after a while, it needs to stop and some action needs to come out of it. Otherwise, you're going to remain in this unknown space and have not moved forward with what you wanted to go and do. And it's a limiting belief as much as a limiting exercise. So the way we're going to approach it is to challenge it. Actually challenge your assumptions. Are they actually based in any reality or are they all in your head? And the more we can realize the assumptions are based out of fears and other conversations and having to re-justify our situation, that the reality is far different from the assumption, we get a bit of distance on it. I can compare it to the idea of, you know, where you are right now, to this kind of like chasm of unknown that you have to cross to get to this point you want to go to. And it's this chasm, this big ravine that you have to kind of like get across in some way, which is the biggest challenge. And inside that is, say, the assumptions, the fears, the worries, the concerns, all those kind of in there. But they are all fictionalized from our heads. Either we were creating stories on a little bit of information or completely based on no information whatsoever. So the only answer to resolve the overthinking is to challenge the assumptions you are considering and then fill that ravine with knowledge, with real facts, so the actual distance becomes a lot smaller and you do create a bridge you can cross over to move you to where you want to go. So if you're feeling overwhelmed, stressed or anxious over this particular problem or challenge, you keep on churning it over. Challenge yourself. Are you making an assumption? Which ones are you making? Are they based in reality? And how much knowledge, real information, do you need to get to really better understand the situation so you can make an informed decision? This way it takes you from churning over the idea, not making any action and sitting with it to a point of actually doing something and then discovering what happens on the other side. I mean, no one has a crystal ball, but you can, as I say, reduce that gap and create a bridge and get through to some solution or resolution that's going to be important for you. So when you get into the overthinking stage, please remember this tip, this technique. It's a really useful one to break down our concerns and our worries and all that kind of paralysis analysis. And I hope you get some benefit from the video today. So other than that, please don't forget, if you've got a question or comment, drop it down. It'll be wonderful to hear from you. And you can always DM me if you've got a particular question you need to resolve on Twitter, on Instagram. My handle is @BenJacksonCoach. So other than that, I'll leave you to the rest of your day and I'll catch you next time. This is how legends are made.